Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Chronicles of Evangula. All right, so we left you guys off. The ship is about to set sail. You guys are all in your room?
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I am unhappy, and I would like to complain to Catherine every step of the way.
Well, then you should do that through role playing.
Catherine, I'm unhappy.
There you go.
Of course you are.
What is this room? What is this? Who are these people?
Would you just relax?
Why? Why? Why would we need to relax? What? I don't understand what's going on here. I feel like I've been strong-armed into going on to the pleasure ship.
Well, apparently that's the cheapest ship that she was able to get.
The pleasure ship.
Your guys' door is still open, and a couple walks by and says, "It's the ship of pleasure."
That, thank and you, keeps going. Old lady.
Would you be so kind to close that door?
Closes it.
I'm sorry. Okay. Let's go get a servant to close the door. We there paid we for it.
Guess, would you just take it down a notch, please? You still have cargo around your shoulders.
I'm aware.
Yes. This is like the world of royalty, Kaz. It's a strange thing to see, but
it's wrong, but okay.
We just need to go to Evercroft. Then you never need to set a foot on one of these ships again.
I'm going to burn the ship to the ground.
3.5 or 4 days?
It's three. Like, hold on.
Well, only 3 days.
I think it's only three from Dustacre, because Dustacre is pretty fairly close.
Yeah.
It's 3 days. 3 days of travel.
It's a three-day travel. Just please behave for 3 days. That's all I'm asking. 3 days of you. If you can't stand it, you can go around the ship, find something to do. But just please behave. It's just for 3 days.
I cannot promise you anything. And then I take my leave.
Oh, God.
I go out the door and I take a left.
Okay.
I will find the nearest book in the room and start reading it at the table.
The only books that would be in the room would be the ones you brought yourself, if you have any.
Well, I do have some, but I already read them. But I'll start reading it again.
Okay, so you sit down at the table.
Essen will let Rags, he will seat him on a stool or chair or whatever's in the room.
Yeah, it's a chair.
A chair he will sit him on, and he walks to the door and says, "Catherine, while you're here, just keep a look on him that he doesn't like fall over the chair or something."
And then drool some more.
Sure. Do what
I'll head one level down and get some refreshment. And Essen goes out, closes the door behind him, and goes to the second floor.
You guys are on the third floor, so you go up to the second floor. It's four stories. Fourth floor is not, any guests aren't allowed. Third floor is living. Second is entertainment. And the top level is like the dining hall. And
Then you would get one level up. I thought it would be down.
No, on ships, it's down.
Yeah, I'm going up.
Yeah, yes. Okay, well, first off, let's see what the angry Cass does. He takes a left out
the
of
angry
the
angry Cass.
And you're kind of stomping down the hall like, fuck this place, fuck these people, this fucking sucks. Like, just muttering to yourself. Some people pass you and like kind of hear your mutter and just like get out of your way. And there's a opening to your right that appears, and there's some stairs that lead up.
I go up.
All right. You get to the second floor, and this is the entertainment floor. This is where there's a theater, there's a bathhouse, there's like a practically what you'd consider like a concert hall. There's like a stage for a bard, and every night they have a different bard up there, or like a group of bards, and there's a little dance floor in front of it, and that's kind of what's on the second floor.
Is there any more stairs that go up?
Yes, there is, which would lead to the top deck.
Yep, I would go up because you didn't sell the theater room to me. So I'll go up.
Well, you didn't go into the theater room. Like, yeah, all no, these are in separate rooms. Like, yeah. You walked up into another hallway practically.
Top deck.
And you get up to the top deck and you're greeted with, once you get there, you feel that jerk. And you guys set sail. And you feel the wind in your face. And it's about 6 o'clock. That's the sailing time, and sun's still up, but it is getting close to being sunset. It's not very sticky or anything, and you can there's a couple bards up there that are off to the left, like by a railing, that are playing. There's some people dancing around. The middle is filled with like tables in an arcing pattern, so there's plenty of room for people to dance right in the middle of the ship. Off to your left, there's a wall with the double doors, and above it says diner. So that's like where everybody eats. And you, the rest of the ship is very open. And there is, from where you are, if you looked off to the right, which is towards the front of the ship, there's stairs on both sides of the ship that lead up to another platform. And that would get you to the front of the ship.
Do I see a crew member around me anywhere?
Not right here. It's mostly people. You don't see anybody. And the young crew member that came up to you guys, to your cabin, who's wearing like this nice white and blue, like, not sailor suit, but yeah, like sailor suit. And you have seen more of them as you're walking up. So you would know what a crew member looks like, but you just don't see any right now. There's a lot of people around. You have walk around. You probably could find one.
I'd like to walk around and find one.
Okay. You do find one. He's like cleaning up a little mess, like a spilled drink.
Hey, you. Floor. Crewman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there any quiet place on this ship?
Probably your room would be the best place.
Ugh. No, there's no quiet place. You might. I mean,
if there's nobody at the front of the ship, like the very, very front, there maybe. You might still hear the music in the background, but yeah, your room would be your best bet.
I go to the front of the ship. I don't even say thank you. I just walk gradually to the front of the ship.
He goes back to, well, he's angry. Should probably get something to drink or maybe even something to smoke. I don't know. Jesus. He goes back to that, and you get to the front of the ship, and you're actually able to get to the very like peak of the ship. But there's still people around, and you can hear the music, laughter. It's not literally the only quiet place. Is the probably not even the restrooms. The restrooms are probably pretty loud as well. Like your room is the best place to go if you want.
Are there any like rowboats on the side of the ship for like emergency escape?
Not that you can see.
Fuck, climbing one of them. I look up into the rafters. Do I see anybody up?
Yeah, there's two guys in each crow's nest, and there's four different crow's nests. So there's four giant sails, main sails, and each one of them has two people in them.
Well, Cass just looks up, says, "Fuck!"
Some people look around at you and kind of like take a few steps away from you, but that's it. As Cass is screaming fuck into the sky, the camera pans back to Esten. You are leaving the room. You close the door behind you. Where would you like to go?
Yes, I would like to go
you
to
can
the
go right or left. It's a very, very, very long hallway. There's multiple ways up to the top deck. I'll just tell you that now.
Yeah, so. I'll just go to the right and try to find a way to the upper level.
Yeah, yeah. Question, are you fully armed in your armor, I imagine?
Yeah.
Or would have you like
would I stand out would it, like, is that yes. not allowed
oh, yeah. no you can walk that? Around with weapons as you do like as you were getting on you saw some guys bringing weapons on like
yeah
short
then
swords,
I would be like
but nobody wearing armor or anything like battle gear none of that everybody's in nice clothing
well Aston will keep wearing his light witch's armor
okay
with his swords
okay
like he came in.
Okay, so you go off to the right, and it's a hallway. Just like I said, this is the guest quarters. Eventually off to the left, an opening comes up with two stairs going up on each side of the room. Okay. Yep. It leads up to another floor that there's another set of stairs that lead up, but this is the second floor of the entertainment, the bathhouse, the theater, concert hall. There's a few other places. There's like a gambling place. You get with your Witcher scent, you get a very strong whiff of like cigar smoke. There is a smell of something that's a little skunky and plant-based that is being smoked. But you also get fragrance, like cleaning fragrance, shampoos, conditioners. Perfumes that's coming from the bathhouse, the smoky smell, the pipe weed, the pipe tobacco, the cigars that are being smoked, and alcohol.
Man, so many
coming
stuff.
From another. Yeah, your senses so are kind of going all over the place.
Yeah,
So there's a gambling area, there's a bathhouse, there's a theater, a concert hall, and anything I could probably else think up as you were playing.
Are there like what's that called? Are there signs that point to a direction?
Yeah. As you get up, there's a few brackets on the wall with arrows pointing in different directions. Mm. One says bathhouse, one says gambling, one says theater, one says concert hall.
I'll make my way to the bathhouse.
Yeah, that's off to the left. It's towards the back of the ship. You walk for some ways, you pass by the gambling area, you pass by another set of doors that says lounge, and then you finally get to a door that has a nice little tag above it that says bathhouse. It's a single door. You open it up and...
I'll open it and head inside.
Okay, yeah. You just are greeted with like fragrance and perfumes and all these different smells, and it smells very nice. Most people would think it smells nice. You can determine it how you would like. And there's like a little sitting area where there's like two people sitting, reading like parchment papers that you would know to be like mail, or not mail, but like a newspaper. It'd be like a newspaper.
Yeah. I'll just awkwardly have a, I guess they're waiting.
They're waiting, but there is like there's a counter with two females behind it, two fairly pretty females. One's got red hair, and the other one has dark black hair, both humans.
I'll approach the woman with black hair.
How can we help you today?
Just walking up to the counter all armed and...
Yeah, they're like taking a step back, but they're fine. They don't ask you about it.
Hello. I'm interested in your services here.
Well, we have three different services. We have like your basic bath, where you wash yourself. That's in the common room. You can have a private room where you're washed by one of us, and she's like smiles. If you would like more than one of us to wash you, that is an additional charge. And then there's our finest bath, where it's a private room. You get a minimum of two females to wash you and as much wine as you can drink.
How much is the charge for that?
That is going to be 50 gold for our finest.
It's a deal. I'll take it.
Okay.
And three of your maids, please.
Three. All right. Any preferences in hair color?
Dark.
Dark hair. Okay. We'll have three dark-haired women. If you would please... I also forgot it. They, when you undress, we clean your clothing as well. That's included in the price.
That is good. Thank you. I've been on the road for a while.
Myself and my
gear needs some cleaning.
Yes. Very well. Well, please take a seat. They'll be out here shortly. And your name?
Esten.
And she like goes behind like a, not like it's a doorway with like a cloth hanging down, like a nice, pretty, like purplish cloth. She goes behind it. You sit for maybe 5 minutes, and then Esten, a dark haired, pretty
stands
woman
up
comes out.
And yes.
Yep. Follow me this way. And you like walk through the common area where it's just like a big single bath. And there's a bunch of people in there. And then you go through another hallway with some cloth and you get to a door on your right. Right in here, please undress. The water is waiting for you. And the rest of us will be in shortly.
Very well. He undresses and leans, unwraps his swords and leans them against the wall next to the top, so that in, you know, that in any case,
yeah, it's a nice, real big, nice copper tub. Mm-hmm. So you could set them like right up against the tub as you sit in it. If you'd like. Yep.
I'd like to do that. Yeah.
The tub is placed perfectly, so you're sitting looking out at sea. There's a window.
Oh, and
so as you lay down, there's a perfect window placed for you to lay in the tub or sit, depending on what you're wanting to do, and look out a window at sea. And you can tell the you got a perfect set of the sunset. It's perfect. Soon after, three very pretty young women come in that are all dark haired. And they're bringing a bottle of wine and like a little copper like wine glass almost.
He takes it and has a drink.
Yeah. And they start doing their services to you. And that's where my role playing ends with you, Esther.
Yep. So, no, so I didn't expect any more.
And there's no time limit. You literally could sit in there all night you want. You have this room. You
yeah,
get
that's
to
good.
Drink
he,
as much
he stays
as you drink.
There. He stays there for the evening, and then at some point gets back to the room.
Yeah. Dinner is served in the main hall at 8. It's probably about 6:30 right about now. You don't have. There's also room service, obviously. So if you don't go to dinner there, and there's other places to eat besides the dining hall, like there's like some like. Oh, like on the top deck in the open areas, there'll be places that have like coverings over them, and it's like a fire pit in front of them with some metal grills, and it's like you don't have to. There's other places to eat that stay open later too. But if you want like the main meal that is served three times a day, you go to the dining hall. But yeah, so you enjoy yourself, and who wants that? That everybody's kind of doing. Cass, are you gonna do anything different except yell into the air? Or like,
I have one.
Katrin, I mean, we can go to you. Yeah, like, you're gonna be in the room. You're reading.
I have
your
one.
Book.
Yeah, I have one thing I want to do. The moment Chip takes off, I'm guessing that Rex falls off his chair.
He can.
If he doesn't, I'm gonna shove him off his chair.
Yeah, he like eventually like he's like sliding down it because it's got arms, and eventually just like kind of curls onto himself and like is like under the table more than necessarily to the side of it. He like slipped out, like the chair was like all oiled up practically.
And then I'll order room service.
Okay. Yeah, there's like a string you can pull that's got like a nice little wooden handle, and above it says pull for service. And you pull it. About 5 to 10 minutes after you do that, you get a knock on the door.
Come in.
And it's a crew member. It is a female. And she says, yes. What can we get you?
Wine and some food. Fruit.
Okay. And she actually pulls out like this nice piece of parchment. Well, here's her wine menu, and there's like 30 different wines on there, and they're ranging in prices. And just to keep it simple, the top shelf, the bottles are 15 gold pieces. There's a middle shelf where they're 10 gold pieces, and then a bottom shelf, which is 5 gold pieces. And there's like 15 of different kinds, all from different areas of the world.
Well, I'll take one of the 15 gold pieces.
Okay.
Because that is what I have.
All right. Do you like a dark red or a white?
I would like a dark red.
Okay. We'll get that. How about any food? Would you like some food?
Yes. Some fruit would be wonderful.
Fruit. All right. I'll get a basket of mixed fruit and your wine. I will be back as soon as possible. And she leaves and hurries out in about not too much, a lot, I'll say 10 to 15 minutes. Another knock on your door and room service.
Come in.
She comes in, same girl. She brings you a very nice bottle of dark red wine with a single glass and a basket that's full of different fruits. And then she leaves.
Yes. And I will stay in my room drinking my wine, reading the book, and eating fruit.
All right.
And occasionally kicking Rex under the table.
Perfect. All right. Cass. We left you up at the very front of the ship screaming into the air with your fist clenched. Why? Why am I stuck here around these fucking people?
Yeah. Well, I am
Does Caswell not even like try to relax, or you got some gold in your pocket?
He is sat at the front of the ship.
Just crisscross.
He has, yep, just crisscross against the wall. He's taken a coin out of his purse and he's flicking it onto the deck. Then Kage is going back, collecting it, and then coming back over to him. He's basically playing fetch with a gold coin.
As you're doing that, a crew member comes up and he's got a few parchments in his hand. He's like, sir, would you like anything to drink? Can I get you anything to drink? We have all of the best wines and liquors.
I'll just take
a few ales.
I'll just take an ale.
All right. So we have a couple different sizes.
You do.
Starting off at a 12 ounce, goes all the way up to a 64 ounce, which comes with a bottle and a glass.
How much is a bottle?
Our finest ale, if you want the biggest bottle, is 12 gold.
Can you just bring me 3 of those bottles and a mug?
Right away. Certainly. And he hurries off and then comes back and get with 3 bottles and a mug, and then he kind of like sticks out his hand for the payment.
Yeah, and I hand him 36 gold. Yeah.
And he hurries off. Now you have 3. And if you taste the ale, it's very, probably some of the best ale you've ever had. You actually get a hint of honey in it, even. And you recognize that, as you know that they have purchased honey from your farms to brew this ale.
Are you saying it's honey brew mead?
It's not called that.
Copyright.
Todd Howard, it's not called that. It is not called that. It is an ale that has a nice flavorful honey taste to it.
And made from honey bridge farm.
Honey.
Not from White
Birch.
Birch. No.
Birch. Honey birch farm. Sorry. Honey birch farm.
It's called honey birch meadery.
Yeah.
So,
would you like to do anything else or just sit there for the night and drink?
I would sit here for the night and drink these 3 bottles, and me and Kage. Just like, yeah, we're just doing our thing at the front, trying away from everybody and anybody. Yeah. We don't like people.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go back to Esten.
Yes.
Esten, you were in your bath, relaxing.
I think by now he's finished with the bath, and I guess he would have gone out again, thanked every lady for the services, and would like to go to the gaming area. The
casino?
To the casino, yes.
Very good. You follow your nose to the smoke. It's a double door, and you pull them open, and you're greeted. It's got a nice green floor, like carpet-ish kind of floor, and it's pretty big. There's rows of tables, and at each table, as you walk down, there's some playing card games, some playing games dice. With dice. Yeah, there's dice games. Kind of your pick of games.
Are they sitting there with rolling their d20s?
They are. They're rolling these dice that are there's what some could say as a d6 and a d20. There's a table. It's real long. There's a dealer at the end. He's got a stick. And it looks like a game like where
reception where you apply.
There is a so the tables are off to the right and the left. There's this nice big walkway with pillars every 15 feet. And in the middle of the room, this is where like the walkway is kind of cross. There's a big cross in the middle of the room. And in that cross, there's a big round table. And there's a few cute girls and a couple gentlemen working there. And that looks like to be like maybe where you would go get chips.
I'd like to approach them.
Okay. You approach them, and one of the pretty girls smiles at you and says, would you like to get some gambling chips?
Yes, please. Chips and worth of 50 gold pieces.
50 gold pieces. All right. You hand over the 50 gold, and she hands you a pretty decent stack of chips. I will tell you, every chip is worth
1 gold pieces.
2 gold
pieces. Okay. All right. Are there any free spots for the dice games?
For the dice games, yes. There is a few of those tables. It seems to be one of the more popular games in the casino here. And you walk up, and The dealer looks. Do you want to hop right in, or are you going to observe first?
How are the rules?
Well, there's no rules posted, but you do see a lot of people just standing around tables, not playing and watching. So you kind of get the sense that maybe you could just like stand and watch and kind of pick up on it.
Yeah, for a round or two, I will do that until I'm sure how it works.
How about give me a perception roll as you're watching the dice being thrown and who's winning and who's losing. And yeah, with a 9, I mean, it's not a hard DC. This is gambling. I'm not going to make it super hard. So yeah, you kind of can tell that higher numbers seem to win, but there's a bunch of these different numbers on the bottom of the table. And it seems like people are putting chips on certain numbers they think they're going to roll. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't seem like if you don't roll the exact number, you don't necessarily win or lose, I should say. But if you get close enough, and you've noticed that if you get within two numbers of the number that you bet it on, you'll get yours back plus a chip. But if you land on the number you gamble, you get double of what you bet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the rules.
So you bet on one from 1 to 20.
Yes.
And the closer you get, the more you get back or not.
And you can put a single chip down. You can put all your chips down on one number. You could put a single chip on every number if you had enough chips, which you would. Yeah.
But I lose the chips that are not close enough.
Yeah. So for out of character, let's say you bet 5. I'm going to roll a 5. You roll a 4. You still get your chips back plus 1. Or if you roll a 6, you get your chips back plus 1. Mm-hmm. If you roll a 7 or a 3, you lose your chips.
Yeah.
If you roll the number that you bet on, you get double of the chips you placed down. So if you put 2, you get 4. And your chips. Yeah. I'll keep track of it, but so you don't have to.
It's hard to estimate.
Yes. Yeah. So you can bet on anything from 1 to 20, and they're only rolling these like D20 looking dice.
All right. Let's just jump into it, I guess.
Okay. The dealer says, welcome. Would you like to get in on the game?
Yes, please.
All right. Starting bets are 2 chips. Minimum bet.
2 chips. All right. Okay. 2 chips on 12.
Okay. Everybody, place your bets. And you see people place their bets. There's 5 people playing with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the dealer does not play this game.
Do you roll?
All right. Everybody roll. And so roll a d20. What'd you bet on? 5?
12. 12. Ah, 12. Man, it's a 15.
3 people lose, including you, but others. 1 person hits his number and gets double. And he's like, yeah. And then another guy gets within 1 number. And he wins too. All right. Place your bets.
2 chips on 8.
Okay. The other guys place their chips. All right. Roll your dice.
16.
16. Everybody loses this round. Everybody loses their chips. All right. Another round. Place your bets.
2 chips on 17.
And you can place more than just 2 chips.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Okay. On 17?
Okay. Yes.
The others place down their chips. And,
oh, yeah. That does it. Roll the 16 again.
Yep. Roll your dice and everybody rolls. And winner. And he pushes your 2 chips back, including 1 more.
Mm-hmm.
Are you keeping track of how many chips you have? I hope.
Say you keep track of it?
I was going to keep track of the rules.
So I...
you've lost 2 rounds.
Lost 2...
So you'd be.
You're down 3.
46.
You've lost 3 chips because you just won 1. So you're take 3 chips away from 50.
So that's 74. Wait, I'll have those on my.
No, 47.
Yeah, 40. What did I say?
74.
No. All right. 4 chips on 8.
Okay. Place your bets. Place your bets. Roll your dice. Everybody places their bets.
Man, 15, 16, 16, 17.
You said you placed it on 8?
Yes.
Oh, well. So half of it, everybody wins, half of you guys lose.
Mm.
All right, another round. And what?
One more round?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to play
and
this.
And one guy gets up and leaves, and then, yeah, we'll do one more round, then we'll.
Yes.
Okay, place your bets.
3 chips on 10.
Roll your dice. Roll your dice. Everybody rolls. Better luck next time, gentlemen. Everybody lost that round too, and he takes all the dice.
All right. Well, that was
all right.
3.
Is anybody else going to do anything in particular tonight?
Nope. Except for kicking rags.
So if my tracking is correct, I've lost 7 gold.
Yes.
Yes.
You called.
Give me a perception check, please.
Perception check. I'm very drunk, so.
Well, you can take a disadvantage if you want.
I don't need to.
How drunk? How many bottles have you gone through by now?
It'll
be an hour since you got the bottles, we'll say.
I'm coming up to so probably about this size, would you say?
Yeah, they're about that size, maybe even a little bit bigger.
Then I'd probably say I'm making my way through a second bowl right now.
Okay. I won't give you a disadvantage just yet, but 12 is good enough to see it. You're like looking around, like mean mugging everybody, and you see a very handsome man with a very beautiful woman. The woman has like a dirtyish blonde hair, and the man has this dark black hair that's slicked back, but it comes down to about his shoulder length, and they both have purple eyes.
What is she wearing?
A very beautiful white dress that's like goes down to her ankles. And he's wearing like a fairly nice like black and white suit.
Because I would be fixated on her because I've had a few to drink, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, you notice they have purple eyes.
Didn't we see something like that before?
Yeah, the guy.
The only person you guys have ever seen with purple eyes is Jeeves.
Jeeves.
Yes.
The guy that went boom.
Yes. Yeah, the guy who basically we couldn't even see his toes anymore. Well, in my alcohol feud stupor, I would like to stand up and walk over to them.
Okay. Walk over to them and they kind of just like look at you.
With the bottle in my hand, I'll say, "You've got purple eyes. What's going on there?"
Yes, yes, we do have purple eyes. Is there something we can help you with? This is the man talking.
How have you got purple eyes?
We were born with them, duh.
Duh.
He's very kind of flamboyant when he talks. And they are like, he's got his arm like that, and the girl's got her arm through his. And they were like walking together.
Oh, that's a good ale.
It is. I've had some myself.
It is. I have not seen many people like you with purple eyes. Just gonna say,
you should explore the world a little more. Maybe you've seen one of us.
Excuse me. The only person with purple eyes I've seen is
that's great, man. That's great.
He's now dead. Weirdly.
Oh, well, that's most unfortunate, and that's the girl that
he got burned to death. Oh, it was so bad. He died horribly.
Yes, oh. I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did. And they're both smiling at you, and you get this really weird feeling, like eerie feeling. Like they're just, the vibe they give off is just like eerie, weird.
You guys seems intense. What's going on there?
I think you might just have a little too much to drink. How many bottles are you on?
That's I don't know. Maybe too many, maybe not enough. I'm not sure.
Well, maybe you should.
You're a very pretty
get some
woman.
Food. Thank you. I know I am. And she like lays a hand on you, and you feel the side of the body that she placed a hand on you go completely numb. Well, we have some things to get to. Try not to trip over yourself. And she, like, as they walk away, brushes against your chin, and the rest of your body goes numb, and you collapse on the ground because you can't hold yourself up. And they walk away and disappear into the crowd. You probably spilt a bunch of alcohol on yourself, and the bottle actually breaks on the ground. Some people look at you like, what the fuck? And I don't know, you can all let you determine this, how your character will, but you definitely, it was definitely not like because she was too hot when she touched you. You were just like, huh? It was
like fainting.
There was something there. Yeah. So I am conscious when I did that.
Yeah. And you can, like, as soon as they, like, disappear in the crowd, the numbness goes completely away and you can get back up just fine. And you might think like, what the fuck? But it's up to you to determine how you kind of see that. So,
well, seeing them walk away, I'm guessing that they go out of eyesight.
Yeah, they, like, fade into the crowd and almost look like they disappear.
I pick my ball up and I put my cork back on my ball.
Okay.
And I'm like, I played that well. And I go back down the stairs, two flights of stairs, take a right, and then go back to the cabin, which is 31, because I remember the way to get there.
Okay. And yeah, you back, do that with no problem.
And I go back to the room. I open a door. What do I see before me?
Rags under the table with a big pool of drool, and I don't know, Katrin, are you still at the table at this time?
I am still reading my book with a glass of wine.
Yeah, so she's sitting there drinking wine, eating some fruit, and reading your book.
This doesn't strike me as the first time you've had a man under the table drooling at you.
What do you want?
I have information. I know you like that kind of shit.
You're drunk.
Hey, do you want the information or not?
Sure.
So, as I shut the door behind me and I walk over. Well, I was up wallowing in self-pity on the top decks, trying to get away from everybody because they are just awful human beings here. And I'm sitting there having a little drink to myself, me and Kage just enjoying herself. And two people struck out to me on the center of the deck. Purple eyes. Where have we seen purple eyes before?
Chris.
Yeah. And he was a pretty bad dude, right?
Well, for what we learned about him, yes.
Our understanding, he was a bad dude. So, I like to say that purple eyes, these people were, like, very well established in themselves, if that makes sense. They had, like, this way about them that just seemed off. So I used alcohol to my advantage, and I went and
I can smell that.
Yeah, but I'm coming back to you with good information here. I went over and I politely introduced myself.
What did you do?
Nothing. I just went over and pointed out that they had purple eyes.
Just because they have purple eyes doesn't mean they're evil.
I didn't say they were evil. I just said purple eyes, purple eyes. The only person we know of purple eyes died horribly because he was a bad person. I just wondered if purple eyes is some symbol of being a bad person.
It's not. Trust me.
Excuse me, I nearly threw up in my mouth then. Sorry, Katrin, what was that?
Maybe you should go and take a bath, you reeks of alcohol.
That is probably the smartest thing you have ever said. But
yes,
she did something very weird. She touched me.
I do not need to know anymore. Yes, please. Just go and take a bath. Please.
But she didn't touch me in the way you're thinking. I know how your mind works.
I don't.
Dirty woman.
Need to know.
She touched my face and I went numb. She touched the other side of me and she touched my shoulder. My whole side of my body went numb. Then she touched my face and everything went numb. She went out of sight and then I was perfectly fine.
Is that some kind of magic you ladies do to get people?
It's called charm.
Oh. What, to like numb a person's body?
Cass, yes. You just felt... go to birth.
Okay. One more question.
What?
Why does it look like he's actually enjoying himself under there? Anyway, I'm gonna go take a bath. I will see you. I probably won't be in the room in the evening. I'll probably sleep somewhere else.
So. Don't try to get into the animals, please.
Into the animals.
Can you read my mind?
Yes, of course I can read your mind. No!
Get out of my head, woman! Get out of my head! And I will leave the room.
Just... sprint out the room. Yes, don't even close the door.
Yep. Yep.
Which, okay. Eston, high or low?
High.
You do not come out of the casino with a profit.
No, I thought that anyway. Because mathematically, I lost like 7 gold, if my tracking was correct. Yeah,
but I mean, you could have gone on a winning streak. But just to make it simple, that's why I did the high.
Yeah, right. So. After that, I would like to have dinner it's not too late or yet.
Yeah, it'd probably be how, let's say you spent an hour.
Mm.
Yeah, so it'd be right around dinner time now.
Yeah, I'll go and... use the opportunity to have a nice meal because that's, as I remember, was included in the price.
Yes. There's 3 courses a day at the dining hall, and then there's the outer, like, little restaurants that, like, there's no tables or anything. You just walk up, get some food, and go find a table or a bench to eat it or something. So would you like to go to the dining hall, like the main dinner?
Yeah.
For the main dinner? Okay. Yep. You were real fast just because I want to see how this plays out. Cass, where are you running to? Are you running upstairs, downstairs? You can't, there is actually, you would have to physically search for the downstairs, like to go any farther down because third level, fourth level is restricted. And it's not just like, it's not with any other staircases or there's.
I would like to call on my pal Kage. I would like to get on one and go, listen. Use your smell and find where the animals are. That's our safe space.
So, never mind. Aston, you make your way up to the top floor. And obviously, as soon as you get out of the stairs, the diner is off to your left. The doors are open. It's double doors that are open. You see people walking into it. You walk in and there's like hostess. They're like, how many?
One.
All right. Right this way, and they take you up to like a table for two.
And I imagine it to be like a grand restaurant with many very well dressed men and women, all like high society. And then the Witcher walks through there. armed,
people are looking,
and with swords and all that, he stands up pretty much. Yeah. I imagine.
Yeah, they a lot of people are looking at you, but there's these. So like, there's the hostess stand. And then behind them, there's this big open room with a bunch of tables. And then there's these two stairways that like curve up to a second level. Yeah, to a second level where there's more tables, and they take you up there to a table for two. And you sit down, and soon after that, a waiter comes up for you and hands you like a piece of rolled parchment paper with a full menu on it.
Mm.
And they have everything from hog, duck, venison, lamb.
Yeah, I'll take the hummer with some clams and salad.
Perfect. Would you like anything to drink? We have ales, wines, liquors.
Yeah,
we have cigars as well. If you are interested in something to smoke while you are here,
yes, liquor and a cigar, please.
Perfect. Would you like a cigar that is filled with tobacco, or
what else do you have?
It is a fine plant that stimulates your senses if you smoke it.
Hmm. Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And this is all included, so they don't ask for any money or anything like that. He just walks off and give us a few time to prepare your meal, and I will be back as soon as it's ready.
Very well.
And then, like, almost instantly after he leaves, another person comes up with a tray of your liquor in a glass, and it comes with, like, a decanter. Mm. So, like, they give you, like, practically a full bottle of liquor in a glass, like a drinking glass for liquor. No ice, though, of course. And then it's a finely rolled cigar that is filled with a... One might say marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are there any other people on him in this alcove here?
There is. Yeah. So it's like there's two rows of tables, and these are for like the smaller tables. Like all the bigger tables for big parties are down below. And then like 2 to 4 people tables are upstairs with you. And there's a bunch of people right around you, but right in front of you, the table is empty. And as you are maybe pouring yourself a drink, two very good looking people, a girl in a very beautiful white dress with nice dirty blonde hair comes up, and they are sat right in front of you. And a man has got long slick black hair in a nice black and white suit, and they are sitting together
like on the table right in front of you. On my table.
Yeah, like so like you're sitting at a 2-person table, so the chair in front of you is empty, and then there's another 2-person table in front of you that they get sat at. So give me a perception roll.
I rolled a 21.
You notice that the man with black hair has purple eyes.
Mm.
And a waiter comes up to them and they start ordering. They don't take too much bite until they get finished with the order, and the guy with the gentleman sees you and kind of eyes you and smiles and then goes back to conversating with the woman.
Did he perceive my eyes?
Yes, he saw you looking. Like that's why he smiled at you. And
I guess I saw that smile.
Yes.
When it seems to me they have a free minute and are like not talking to anybody, mm-hmm. I would walk up to them. To the gentleman with like smoking this cigar. Okay. And
he is also smoking a very similar cigar to you. And she is actually smoking but it is more like a cigarette version.
Mm. Greetings, good sir.
And greetings to you, Witcher.
We too have special eyes, do we?
Some might call our eyes special, and you look down at the woman, she's got the same beautiful purple eyes that he does.
I've not seen many people with purple eyes.
Hmm. Well, you should travel some more.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not from these lands, so many lands are from the Vavengula Islands are still pretty new to me. I'm from the continent, the Northern Realms.
I kind of figured they're, if I'm not mistaken, you might be the first Witcher here.
Am I? I saw a notice
seen another Witcher in these bouts, and we travel frequently.
Yeah, I've also not seen many of my kind. I saw a notice that was posted in the Empire of Nilfgaard, and I made my way here. Been to the service of the King of Evercroft.
Is the King of Evercroft, the woman? Chimes in now.
Oh, you know him?
I not personally, but I heard there was an attack there recently.
Yes, indeed. It was something that I have kind of gotten involved there since I was there when that happened, and the king asked me to investigate.
You know, we did hear that a witcher saved the day.
You did?
And we could only imagine that you are that witcher.
I had help with 2 of my companions.
And the gentleman sticks out his hand. I'd love to shake a hand with a witcher. He takes a long drag out of his cigar.
Pleasure to meet you, good sir.
It's a very firm, sturdy handshake. But
happens anything?
Nope. Nothing happens.
All right. Mind if I take a seat?
Of course, please. Bring your chair over. It'd be great to have some company.
And he goes to his chair, his table, gets a chair, and sits with him.
Shall I pour you a drink?
I have ordered liquor for myself.
Of course, of course. So, tell us. I imagine you're here for the recent monster outbreak.
Yes, I've heard that monsters have suddenly appeared here in the Vavengula Islands, and the King of Evercroft posted a note on the continent looking for witchers in general to take care of this.
Yes, he is a great man, some say. And as the female speaks, she looks at you with like almost crazy eyes. Like, just her expression seems like, God, this bitch is probably fucking crazy. And he's got the exact same expression. Just like, they're like, you're like, even you are kind of weirded out by these people. And yes, well, one might say it was fate that you were the one to find it.
Well, you fate seem is
fairly young to me, the man says.
Well, yes, I'm not very much of a seasoned witcher. I've completed my trials and training, and this is like my first adventure out doing my witch's work.
He leans back in his seat and takes a long drag out of his cigar. Ah, so making a name for yourself, are we? I suppose that is probably a good idea for a witcher.
Well, word seems to spread quickly in these lands. You've heard of that. And I've, with my companions, we've taken down a wraith, killed a cyclops in Shadowgrove. And we followed the events that happened in the court down to Bellbrook, which was a very not so welcoming place. And yeah, now I'm here.
The woman looks at you and, oh, do tell the events that actually happened at Evercroft, because you just never know with the people that write these stories. You know, they kind of tend to spice things up a bit. It would be great to hear it from someone that was actually there.
I don't think you would be interested in like everything, but an attack happened and we followed some trails there.
So what creatures did attack? They said big bears, but I feel like that's not the full story.
They were bears, much bigger than any normal bear that I've encountered, but how these bears came to be is still somewhat of a mystery.
Intriguing. That is, you wouldn't think bears would be able to get into a castle without some help. Yes.
Apparently they had.
Well, most truly interesting. Yes, my dear. Yes, it very is. So, Witcher.
Yes?
I'm sorry. Were you about to ask me something?
Yeah. What's your role in these lands?
Oh, little things here and there. We consider ourselves travelers of a sort, of course.
Fair enough.
Someone similar is you. You know, just was. So you came, you said, from Nilfgaard, yes?
Yes, indeed.
Interesting. Interesting. I imagine you don't believe in the same things as a witcher. From the encounters I've had, keep to themselves out and try to stay out of politics. Am I correct on that?
Indeed. We try to stay neutral. Though it's a hard thing to do. You tend to get wrapped up in so many things.
Oh, I could imagine you do. Yes, I imagine it must be very hard to not get wrapped up in politics. Yes, yes. And she like puts her hand on top of yours. Don't feel anything though.
I look at him like, is that okay?
He's just smiling at you. Very not normal like.
Well, you certainly have a charming woman.
Thank you. Yes, she is quite beautiful, is she not?
Indeed.
She like flicks her hair a little bit. You spoil me. Stop it. The gentleman speaks up again and says, your companions, where you're sitting by yourself. You said you were here with companions. Where are they? Do they not join you? Fine food we are eating here.
They are on the ship with me, of course, but I don't know where exactly they are right now.
That's interesting. Are you guys close?
Not that close. I've met them a few months ago and we started working together.
Yes, I imagine witchers try not to keep too many friends around. Yes, I hear you live longer than the typical human.
Indeed, we do. That's due to some changes of our physiology.
Well, Witcher, let me ask you something on a little more mysterious level.
I'm listening.
And like they both like look around. Have you ever heard of a stone shard?
Stone shard? Can't say I have.
Interesting little rocks they are. Supposed to not exist, first off, but I have reason to believe they do. And possibly that this land is filled of them.
What is a stone shard?
It's said to be a stone from the gods. From an ancient race that no longer walks this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And this ancient race used to use these shards as weapons, and they have these special elemental powers to them. I can grant the holder immense power, almost like gods.
So they are like magical?
Elemental. Some might call it magic. I like to keep it... It's more of a science belief, myself.
Right, and you have some interest of finding them, I guess?
I have a lead that the island of Nevernokonoko has these stones, said stones. There's ancient ruins there that, or are supposed to be ancient ruins there that is supposed to be the homes of this ancient race.
Wait, wasn't that an island that no one ever returned from?
Yes. Yes, it is.
That much I've heard. But you're not telling me this out of any self-interest.
He grins very menacing-like.
You want my help to go in there and find some of those if they are actually there, right?
Well, if anyone is strong enough, and the female like puts her hand back down on like to you, it would be a witcher, wouldn't it?
Right.
And they actually finish their drinks and they scoot their, you notice they never ordered food this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
They scoot their seat. So they came to a dining place to where people come to eat food, never ordered food, ordered drinks, and just happened to sit in front of you. Well, may we meet again, but with that information, we'll leave you to ponder it, and possibly we might have some requests for you the next time we meet.
Well, if the coin is right, what are your names? I did not ask.
Those aren't important at this time. We'll leave you here with your drink. And they both like touch your shoulder and like rub, like they let their hands like flow over the tops of your shoulders as they walk away. And at the very last touch, you feel this little shock go through your body. Doesn't hurt you or anything, but you feel a little shock. And then you turn around to look and they're gone.
Maybe I smoked a bit too much.
Oh yeah, you did.
Interesting. Stone shards.
And at this point, food arrives.
Oh, now it arrives. Oh, yes. My God. Yes. I totally forgot about that. Then I will feast on the hummer, some clams, and eat it. And when that's done, return to the room 31.
Okay. All right. You return. It's probably 9:30. Maybe 10 o'clock at this point.
Are Cass and Katrin, I mean, Katrin, of course, but is Cass also in that, in the room?
No, Cass is trying to find the animals. So as
I want
to
tell you
back,
what happens, if that's okay. I've already got something in my head for it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Cass has been walking around, trying, just following Kage around him, literally been going around in circles.
Okay.
Gets bored and falls asleep in the corridor.
Perfect. Yeah. So, like, Witcher, you're coming down, like, and you're like thinking, like, stone shards, what the fuck are stone shards? And you kick something on the ground. Mm. And it's Cass. He's passed Cass? Out.
Hey, I like softly kick him, trying to get him awake. Cass?
Who's there?
You passed out, man. I guess I would smell the alcohol on him.
Yep, a lot.
Oh, man. Well, I can't understand why you did it, but come on, let's head back to the room and get yourself to bed.
Oh, people are weird, man.
Oh, you wait until I tell you whom I encountered. Some very special people.
Oh, I did the exact same as you. They have purple eyes, too.
And he helps him up. Yeah, I've met those two, and he escorts them.
Very strange.
All this session
people.
Essence escorting people like old people. Like,
yeah, it's become a specialty of yours.
Hey, yes.
Strange people on this boat.
Leading him back to our rooms. And Katrin, I guess when the door opens, you see us two, like a blind man leading a cripple into the room and having a seat on the bed. I guess Cass just falls over.
Yeah, I imagine.
He's just literally laid face first on one of the beds. He's just like... and then falls asleep.
Yeah. And Essen would take a seat next to Katrin. So you're alright?
Yeah, I'm fine. Why?
I had an interesting encounter. And apparently Cass as well.
Yeah, I've already heard about Cass's drunken encounter.
Well,
a woman he couldn't handle, so he fainted.
Well, yeah, kind of. I think I've met these people too. I was sitting in the dining hall waiting for my food to arrive when they appeared in front of me. It was a man and a woman, purple eyes and all of that. And I approached them and we talked and, did some introduction and all that, and they were asking me about stone shards.
Stone shards? What I have heard about these?
Roll a history check.
Oh, no. That's a 19.
Very faintly.
Okay.
Like, it was mentioned in a book, and it had something to do with, like, the gods, but... that's about it.
Okay. And they told me that they are apparently found on the... Wait, I need to... Never Noko Noko Island. That island where nobody returned from.
Yeah.
They have some interest in those, and they had a very, very creepy feeling to them.
Well... did they offer you a job to go to Never Noko Noko?
Indeed they have, though they did not mention any specifics, but I kind of picked up on that. They told me about that, and if they want to send someone there, it would be a witcher.
But they know, or knew about witches.
Yes, apparently word has gone all across, or maybe not all across, but across some parts of Vavengula, of our deeds.
Oh, well. We can speak of this tomorrow when Cass actually is not drunk and reeks of alcohol.
Yeah, I also need to take a rest now.
You hope.
Good night.
And good night.
Lays down in his bed as well.
And with that, am I just fucking with my players with this purple eye conspiracy shit, or is it an actual conspiracy? I don't know. But let's find out next time on the next episode of the Chronicles of Avangula. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll catch you next time.